The U105 phone in. Good morning. Frank, I wonder, could you give a wee announcement on your programme from my niece Jennifer? She left her purse in the top of the car at the Maxall petrol station at White House near Abbey Centre. The CCTV shows it's still on the car, passing the lights on the Shore Road at Abbey Centre. So it came off somewhere between there and North Road, Carrickfergus. If any of your listeners happen to find that purse, she's heading to New York and her cards and everything's inside it. So if you find a purse and there'd be cards in there with a surname McCord on it, do let us know and we'll reunite purse and cards and happiness with the lady who is looking for it. Okay, 0289 0333 105. Easing our way through the day. Good morning. Drones are never that far away from the headlines. It always seems to be something negative about a drone. Do you know, I was mad keen to get a drone. Now I'm thinking that if you had one, you'd be seen like as a menace to society. But I work in an industry where drones are used by professionals and are obviously of great benefit to camera operators. So we can see shots that we normally wouldn't get. And I was also talking to a friend of mine who is working in the house repair game, and he was saying the drones are brilliant for checking the roof of a house, for going up and having a really close look at the roof of a house. I want to speak to Ian Kiley. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
I'm very well. Drone Consultants Ireland. Ian, they're becoming very, very popular. Most people are using them, hopefully, for all the right reasons. How common are drones the length and breadth of Ireland?
Well, if we had a drone tracking that girl's purse, we might have found it by now, huh?
This is true. This is true.
Drones have become very, very popular on the island of Ireland. I know in the south, there's like 100, 120 functional operating companies. Emergency services are using them, construction companies, councils, waste management. I mean, the list is just absolutely endless now. And the quality and the reliability of them has massively increased over the last 2 years.
Do you reckon that they need to be tightly licensed? The only people using them should be people who have all the passes and signed off certificates and cards and whatever the other term is for using these?
I don't necessarily agree with that. I am licensed. I actually have license number 001 in the south. But if people are going to buy them, I think they should educate themselves and make themselves aware of where is safe to fly, where isn't, and, you know, that they're not infringing on other people's privacy. But, you know, professionals are doing more dangerous stuff. They're doing it over live streets. They're doing it in built-up neighbourhoods. That's well and good. If you are going to buy a drone, start with something small and go out into the open fields and learn how to use it properly. If you want to go and make yourself a professional and charge for your services, by all means, go do the course and get insured. I mean, there's good money to be made out of it. People are charging, you know, proper, decent, livable wages for it, and it's a whole new opportunity for people.
Yeah, I can well imagine. And as I said, the building game, you've given examples, television, so many people using the drones and using them properly. As for the individual who buys one and goes out into the field to use it for the first time, he must have the fear of the Lord, or she might have the fear of the Lord. When you put it up and you're depending on the GPS for it to go up and stay up, you might have spent, you know, £300 or £400 on this. If it falls to the ground, it's wrecked.
You might have spent £1,300 or £1,400 on it.
Seriously?
seriously. And that's pretty cheap, actually. That's like, you know, your basic starter one for a good camera. I would suggest that you go to a toy shop and buy one for £30 or £40 and use it indoors. You know, they're like maybe 30 or 40 grams, and smash it to pieces in the house. You know, fly it around. They won't do any damage. And it actually teaches you that when the drone is turned, you know, forward is not forwards anymore in your mind's eye. And we've often taught emergency services like the police and stuff to use the toy ones first, and they find great benefit in it. I mean, when I started in the industry 4 or 5 years ago, I was very sick and I learned how to fly in my bedroom. And then the next time I was flying a big one on my test. So, you know, you can start very cheap, but you can learn how to do it properly as well.
Yeah, you'd be well advised to have a go on something that if you do break it, it's not going to cost you a fortune. I have spoken to a few people who are brilliantly equipped at flying them. They've such skill in doing it, and they never seem to look up at the drone. They're forever just looking at the little screen that they have in their hand.
Now, it's interesting you say that. Technically speaking, that's against the rules, which is technically a criminal offence. You are supposed to have visual line of sight of your drone, and you're supposed to be watching your drone at all times. Other than that, it's called FPV, first-person view, and that is generally kept for drone racing, which is done in a controlled environment. So if you are flying a drone, you should be watching your drone. You won't see a helicopter coming if you've got your face on your screen. You won't see cables above you. You know, you might clip a cable and the drone might spin out and land on a road and cause an accident somewhere else that you're completely unaware of. So people have to be really, really aware of the dangers of what they're doing when they're flying an expensive piece of equipment. Like a Phantom drone is 1.8 kilos. If that were to hit a car that was traveling at 40 kilometres an hour, it would cause a serious accident.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to spend more time with the professionals and go out with the people who know how to do this. Go out with, for example, our camera operators who are fully skilled, fully licensed. That's one thing I've never had the opportunity to do, by the way, is to go out and do a piece to camera with a drone operator or to spend time with a cameraman or camerawoman who is a drone operator to see the pros in full action. How impressed are you by those people when you see that happen?
Well, actually, you're onto something really interesting there, because we would encourage people that if you do want to get into the drone industry, contact a drone company or contact a local group or organisation and ask them, can you go spend some time with them? I'm based in Dublin, and we would regularly have guys contact us. I have a lot of young lads that would contact us, and we let them come and spend a day with us so they can understand, you know, what all the benefits there are and the possible end-use cases. So by all means, if you know somebody that are into drones and you have an interest yourself, get in touch with them. I mean, the EVP group based here in the Innovation Factory, they are working all over the UK, all over the Republic of Ireland, and they're making really good progress. They recently started doing drone deliveries between factories here in Belfast. There's an aviation company, and they're talking about adopting it as a full-time solution rather than putting cars on the road. Passenger drones are a thing. They're coming down the road in Europe, or on just before Christmas, all the European aviation authorities got together and they've committed to introducing passenger drones in cities by 2025. So there's going to be a lot of jobs created by this as time progresses.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any ignoring them. They are all around us, absolutely all around us. And the final point, and you touched on it, but just to push on it slightly, Ian, is the privacy element. If you've got a drone and you put it up in your back garden at home and you are trying it out and it's up above your own house, and you know the camera on it can obviously see into the gardens of the neighbours' houses, can they not object to that?
Yes, they can object to that. You are not supposed to within 30 metres of property or housing or cattle or cars that aren't deemed to be under your control. So if you get a drone, don't go out into your garden. Everybody loses their first drone or crashes their first drone. So if you put it up in your garden and you move it at 30, 35 kilometres an hour, you're not going to be able to see it in you know, 20, 30 seconds, and chances are it's not going to come back. So go out to an open space, start low, and you know, once you actually get into the flying of it, you're not really interested in and I use the word, I don't really want to use the word spying, but you know, every technology can be used for wrong. When mobile phones first came out, people said, oh, it's desperate, there's going to be cameras and everything. So, you know, please be responsible in the use of your drones and, you know, don't be spying on your neighbours.
It is very, very good advice. And I would get yourself on a little course or something. Do it properly, because as Ian says, your first one, you crash it. So don't go for something expensive. And as for the pros, take advice from those guys as opposed to, you know, the Egypts, because there are Egypts about, and we all, as I've said, we all know them. Right, 0289 033 105. Ian Kiley from Drone Consultants Ireland. If you have a drone story to tell us about the great footage you've managed to obtain, feel free to share it with us. Indeed, if you've had a drone disaster, you can share that too. We're getting closer to the news at 12.